You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Big Brother asked me to steal people's toothbrushes in the middle of the night and then run around the house naked. I'd probably do that.
I'm really scared.
What are you scared of?
Big Brother. I want to make a good first impression.
Hey, Big Brother. What are you nervous about going into the house?
Everything.
How was your night going?
Amazing.
Hello, Kieran.
Oh, my God.
It's time to prepare for today's nomination challenge.
Hello, Kieran. How are you, mate?
I'm good, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Kieran, we've been watching mouths agape most of the time at what you've been up to.
Love it. Yeah, no, Big Brother was such a crazy experience. You're trapped in that house with 19 other people, and for me, I wanted to go in there, lie, cheat, and manipulate to get my way to the finish line. Really, do anything to win. I wanted to be, for the audience at home, them sitting on the couch watching me and going, wow, what's he going to do next? What's he going to stir the pot? So that was my goal, really, guys, and I loved every second of it.
Well, Kieran, I can say you 100% achieved that. Hey, thanks for joining us on the show. We do want to talk about Big Brother, but just quickly first, my co-host Simo here has been, the whole time you've been on the TV, has been going on about how he knows you kind of before you got famous, because you two are both from Adelaide. I believe you two, how do you guys know each other?
So Simo did, my dad runs a production drama production company, and he did drama classes with him and drama production. So I've known Simo for ages, probably most of my life, actually, I'd say. Wouldn't that be right? Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be, I think I first met Kieran, he was running up and down the rehearsal room. Everyone was like trying to sit down and be quiet, and Kieran was just going absolutely mental through the rehearsal room.
And now he's running up and down the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
That's it, exactly. And failing all the challenges at the same time.
It was very similar to how you entered the house, Kieran. I saw some goose stepping going on.
Exactly, yeah. Look, that entrance to the house was just insane. It was just crazy, meeting Sonia on the steps and everything, and then entering the house and being given that secret challenge, which I think kind of disadvantaged me in the end, because everyone thought, who the hell is this creep that's wanting to give me a massage? But look, it turned out all right in the end.
Yeah, you were the first one let into the Big Brother house in its return season, so that's a pretty cool feather to add to your cap. What was it like when you were walking in there? Did you expect to be the first one, or were you looking pretty hard for people?
Well, look, I said to my parents before going into the experience, I just don't want to be the last person in, and that's kind of the same for me in life. I hate being the last one to like a party or anything, because then you have to rock up and everyone's like, oh, and you have to think. So for me, I wanted to be the first person in so then I could set the social ground for what Big Brother was going to be like, if you get what I mean, the social setting and the environment. So when I went in and I was first there, I was like, yes, this is like the perfect thing that I want. And then when I found out I was given that secret mission, it was just insane. But yeah, I definitely wanted to be the first in, and I'm not sure our producers knew that, because I only told my parents that. I never said to producers, chuck me in first, or I want to be in this position in the house. But I think they just thought that I would have been the perfect person for that secret mission, because I said to them, really, guys, I'll do anything. In the audition process, they said, would you do this? Would you do this? I said, I'll do it all. So, yeah, I think that was really good.
All right, Kieran, are you ready for the tough questions? Obviously, Big Brother season.
Yeah, let's go.
Obviously, this year, it's different to how it has been in the past. It's all pre-recorded and edited. Yep. Were you happy with how you were perceived, or did you feel that there was like editing to make you perceived a different way than what you actually were in the house?
Oh, God, no. I love my edit. I know that some people have had it quite rough. I've had a lot of questions about Dan and Matt over the last few days, and how there's been a lot of articles in the media saying, wow, they're bullying me in the house. And I think in this edit with this new Big Brother format, there's a lot of context left out with the comments that the audience see on television. And when I heard those articles, I thought, no, I don't. I'm not feeling bullied by them at all. And if I ever did feel bullied in the house, or there was any moments like that, there was a wellness manager on set that would call us in and say, are you okay and what's going on? And she's watching us all the time, just like Big Brother is. And Simo knows me. I'm pretty outspoken. So if anyone came and was saying stuff to me, I'd go, oh, God, no, that's fine, and have a go at them back. But no, I was very happy with my edit. I wanted to go in being the strategist, and I felt as though I came out as not so much the strategist, but just the humorous, relatable guy, which I'm very happy with as well.
I can say with the utmost confidence that, like, theatre schools, like, there is way more worse stuff said than in Big Brother.
Oh, God, yeah. God, yeah, definitely. Oh, my God. Yes.
But, Kieran, you got away happy and with a win at the end. 15K, what are we spending on it, mate? Are you getting mum and dad something nice? Because I know you've crashed their cars before.
Yeah, look, I think I'm going to... Well, my plan with the money, guys, when I took it was, look, I was actually going to stop at 10, but I thought, look, 15 grand, Simo knows how much me and my family love travelling to LA. And I thought, look, that'll get us an all-expenses-paid trip to Los Angeles, and it'll be the best trip we've ever had, and it'll create great memories. And then I get out, and we find that we've got 4,000 cases of coronavirus. So I'm like, okay, well, that's not happening. So now I'm thinking I'm either going to get... I'm looking at maybe getting a new car, but as Simo knows, I'm a videographer, so maybe I might get a whole new camera rig with a tripod and stuff as well, because that's what's really going to help me in my day-to-day career, because I've got so many clients in Adelaide that I'm working with. But yeah, no, I'm just super glad that I got to leave the Big Brother experience with something, because so many other people got evicted and got nothing, and I'm really grateful to the show for giving me that second opportunity, because without it, I may have left with nothing. And yeah, I still would have been happy though, but no, it's awesome to walk away with some money at the end.
Well, Kieran, you're an absolute gem, and thank you very much for joining us, mate. I was telling everyone that I knew you because I was like, he is
I love it.
He's high entertainment, so...
You got a bit annoying, Simo walking around the office just telling everyone he knows him.
Like, did you see what Kieran did last night?
I love it.
I know that guy. I know him.
Simo and Jordan, this is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember... Don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.